Indeed. Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket. And again, practice gets underway at 10:30. We are located at the south end of one of the end zones here, the two practice fields, fans all over the place. It is a hot day, an exciting day, as the Lions are back on the practice field and everybody's feeling a little bit better for obvious reasons, because Maurice Norris is at least healthy enough to have been at the building and seem to be doing much, much, much better after a scary moment on Saturday night, or Friday night, excuse me. But Scott, so the Tigers' lead is 6. We mentioned your concerns, and we both discussed sort of when our moment of thinking they're in a race now, and we need to start closely paying attention. Look, you want to win every game, but you go from having a comfortable lead to having a lead that feels like
nothing.
I guess it's that simple, right? You go from having a comfortable lead to an uncomfortable lead. You said 5, and I said 4.5. And the reasons, were just our own sort of approach to what's a tight race and what isn't. Scott, how do you know? How do the fans know? What is the sign they are looking for? What is the result they need to see that says they're back to being the best version of themselves? I don't think taking 2 of 3 against the Angels necessarily accomplishes that. Step in the right direction, but is it a good week? Is it a good 2 weeks? Is it a double-digit lead? What is it that will make people get back to that sort of stress-free feeling we had in the first half of the season, which in many ways was unprecedented? I don't ever remember feeling that stress-free about a team. And let's be clear here. The Tigers have had better rosters than this one.
Oh, yeah.
And even those teams, I don't remember feeling as stress-free in the first half of the season as we felt this year. But what gets us back there?
I think if they got back to 11 games up on whoever is chasing them, I think that would go a long way towards being there. But I start thinking back to before the trade deadline. There was anxiety about this team before that. And they did have a double-digit lead, and it started to dwindle. And I'm not sure if that's going to get it done either. I think they'd have to go against one of their contending teams in baseball and win the series or sweep that series. I don't think it's going to be people saying RELAX if they go out and sweep the White Sox.
No.
Now, the White Sox are playing better baseball. They're a game above .500 since the break, and they started off on fire out of the break, but then they lost 6 in a row, and then they just beat Cleveland to snap that 6-game losing streak. But so it's not going to come soon with this series. I think it's going to take a while before fans. It's not even a forgiveness. It's getting back to where you do feel the confidence. And I've got major questions about this team right now, and it's in every facet. It's the starting pitching, it's the bullpen, and it's the offense. Do they have enough? This does not look anywhere near the same team that we saw, 8 weeks into the season, 2 months into the season. It's not. It's far from it. And it's very concerning. The team we saw in June when they were this well-oiled machine is not playing like that anymore. The bullpen has gone way south. The starting pitching has gone south. The health of the team has been compromised in several different ways. And the offense, which was once one of the top, 6 offenses in all of baseball and deserved to be there, is now just hanging on to stay in the top 10. Some of that's a reflection of where baseball is, I think. But you can't ignore that things have – they look different. They have changed.
Well, yeah. So if you look at it then, I guess factually, the next contending team they play is Houston. And I believe that's next weekend. So you think winning a series against Houston will be that RELAX moment? Or
yeah, and coupled with if they are, because they've got an opportunity. I didn't see who Cleveland's playing next, but coupled with if the Tigers are able to build this lead back up to 10 or 11 games, I'd feel better about 11 than 10. Don't ask me why; it just is. I think it's that one game of leeway. If they were to lose, they're still the double-digit lead, but it's going to have to coincide with that too. I mean, Cleveland's got to come back down to earth. They're playing really well. I think they're 15-7 since the All-Star break. So if their fortunes start to change and the Tigers start to change and we get the flip of what we've had here the last several weeks, then I think that works too.
I don't know if this is a misinterpretation, but CDP on Twitch just said, Gator, why are you feeding into the negative talk? Panic in Detroit with the third best record in baseball. I'm not sure you're being negative. They haven't played as well.
No,
right?
I'm trying to be as objective as I can. It's what I try to do and strive for, Doug. And I do look for positive spins. But, like, in particular, I think the starting pitching is a major concern for me because you've got Tarek Skubal, who got hit his last time out. Not that I expect that to
be. That doesn't rattle the confidence in any way.
Not a ton. Yeah. But in Casey Mize pitched, I thought he pitched very well yesterday, despite the two-run home run he gave. Look, that guy hit the ball up at his neck. It was like a Colt Keith home run. So I'm not going to fault Casey Mize for throwing a pitch well above the strike zone and the other guy tomahawking it out. That's not bad. I'll give Mize credit. I thought he pitched well. But beyond those two, Flaherty, nope. He's back on the downside. You know, Charlie Morton got hit up on Saturday night. We'll see what Paddock can offer up tonight against the White Sox. There's concerns about the rest of this rotation. And, you know, when you mentioned that the Tigers have had better rosters, oh, yeah, they've had a lot better rosters. And a lot of it started with having this rock-solid rotation of pitchers.
Right.
With, you know, obviously the Verlander and Scherzer and Pfister and other pitchers weaved in among those three pitchers. We've seen some great rosters. This one still has plenty of work to do, and this is why Tiger fans weren't thrilled with the return they got at the trade deadline. There could have been other players that they could have gone after and didn't, but it's the team they have right now, and this team was good enough to be the best team in baseball for a long time.
If they are playing better, okay, and they just keep, because this is the way I look at it. If Cleveland stays hot and the Tigers keep them five, six, seven games back, that's fine with me if they're playing well, if they're just keeping pace with Cleveland. They don't have the heavy lifting to do. Cleveland's got the heavy lifting to do, and so it's just about matching Cleveland's pace. I'd like to see him go into the postseason on a hot streak. I don't ever want to assume they're going to make the postseason, but I will say this, Gator. Every once in a while, and you mentioned it, I think you and I tend to look for how things are going to work out. And throughout this entire thing, I felt comfortable saying that they are going to win this division. Now, that's goal one, is to win the division. Goal two is to be one of the top two seeds in the American League. So you get that bye. And then you start talking about making postseason runs. But you can't, you know, make the postseason run until you finish the regular season. So the first hurdle to clear, win the division. Beyond that, you know, fight for and try and get one of those top two seeds. I think it's important. Then you can set up your pitching and maximize the Skubal effect on the postseason as you get into divisional series and hopefully an ALCS. But I thought there was a chance that something significant happened this weekend. And I'll draw a point of comparison to last year when something significant happened. We'll get to that today at 10:31. Plus, we want your champ and chump votes, 248-539-9797. We'll have our champ and chump votes coming up today at 10:35. Get them in. It's Carson Anderson from Lions practice. We'll get into some Lions stuff a little bit later on as players continue to trickle out on the field for a 10:30 practice. Jared Goff out there throwing a football around, as are the other quarterbacks, including, I see, Hendon Hooker down there at the far end.
Wait, he's still here?
He's still here, yes. Huh. And we'll discuss it. Seems to be a hot-button topic, at least at the morning show. A ton of calls on the future of the Detroit Lions. Third-round pick, Hendon Hooker. It's Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket.